in a broken down car on a side street. Damn near lost it all on a bad week. I was praying for change. How could only 12 steps feel so far away? I hate the man I used to be, but he'll always be a part of me. Right now, looking at my past, I know it's unpretty. Can't have the pain that I've been through. I wear my scars like my tattoos. The man who I was wrong, but he's the one who built me. I am nothing without my sins. I can't pretend they're not unpretty. I hate the man I used to be, but he'll always be a part of me. Right now, looking at my past, I know it's unpretty. I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart is too broke. You ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to put me down, try to put me under the ground, but I'm only going.
Patriots, did you guys hear that? Was it last night or the night before? This was the winner of the American Idol. And I don't know if you're familiar with that song. I'm thinking most of you are. Hopefully you've heard that song before. It's talking about, you know, the enemy's always trying to come in and put us under the ground. And he's nothing but a liar. I just love how these songs have been so much about faith. It's really been something. I haven't watched American Idol in such a long time, and it was so great to see that the artists themselves chose the songs that they wanted to sing, and you know, many of them were about faith. His last song that he sang was about healing, about the Lord healing our country, healing each one of us individually. It was just a beautiful thing. So I wanted to play that for you, and so I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you guys are having a great day. I know, I love that song too. You can go find it. His name is Jamal Roberts, and you can find him on the YouTube American Idol, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. And I just love the facial expressions of Jelly Roll when he's listening to this guy sing his song. I mean, it's his song, and he's just knocking it completely out. I mean, Jelly Roll is not, you know, let's just be honest, Jamal has a voice that just does not stop. It's unbelievable. He can do anything and make it look so easy. And so, yeah, Jelly Roll was laughing about how he was really just, you know, killing his song, just killing it. Anyway, all right, so I'm Melissa Redpill. I hope you guys are ready for fun. We got so much winning. We got to get started now. So much winning. Don't forget to hit the like button right now. Hit the subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung and that you always share. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm working on trying to get X going. And so please make sure to follow me over on X. It's Melissa Redpill if you possibly can. Maybe you have to get a new phone number. I don't know what you'd have to do. I had to get a new phone number to be able to get a new account. But I don't know what's going on with my Telegram. I must be must be right over the target because we've lost like 1,000. They're removing people right and left and right and front and center and every which way. So, just be aware that they very likely will remove you at some point and you've got to come back and find us. And if you don't know where, surely you do by now, but just in case, go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and you can find all the social media right here. And I'm telling you, these people are not playing. They want to shut us up because they know that we share. You guys don't just come on here and get information. You are constantly sharing all this information, and they hate it. So great job. You've ticked them off. So good job. All right. So let's get started on all the fun stuff going on. President Trump decided to go to the Capitol today. I'm sure this is already planned, but he's going to get that big, beautiful bill passed. And so this is what, when he first basically walked in the door, and here's what he had to say.
There he is, just entering the Capitol now. Let's see if he makes any remarks.
Well, it's not a question of holdouts. We have a tremendously unified party. I don't think we've ever had a party like this. There are some people that want a couple of things that maybe I don't like or that they're not going to get. But I think we're going to have tremendous, not luck, we have tremendous talent. This man has done an incredible job as Speaker. You know, we had a majority of one. We were one heart attack away from losing the House, okay? Now we have 7. That's a big because we won some elections, as you probably noticed, and we're going to win a lot of elections. We have an economy that's roaring. We took out 5.1 billion, if you take a look, 5.1 trillion with a T, not a B. 5.1 trillion out of the Middle East. They're investing more than that. It's going to be ultimately more than that. About 180 wide body Boeing aircraft. They're spending money at levels that nobody's ever seen. Usually a president goes for a trip and he loses money. In other words, he gives money. We went for a trip and we took out $5.1 trillion. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. And that's just the beginning. So I think we're a very unified party. The Senate's doing great. John Thune is doing fantastically. He's a great guy. And we're going to have a bill, the one big beautiful bill. I think it's going to be, it's the biggest bill ever passed. And we've got to get it done. Tremendous tax cuts for people, tremendous incentives, tremendous regulation cuts, all these regulations that are so horrible. And now you find out what happened because Biden, look, it's a very sad thing.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. All right, so before we go on, I just want to, he's over there about working on the big, beautiful bill. And I just want to remind you guys that B represents the number 6 because when the lowercase b looks like a 6. And I don't think it's coincidence that he's naming this the big, beautiful bill as in 666. Now, if you're new here, you might be like, that's a scary thing. That's the evil sign. No, it's not. That's the number of righteous humanity. That is the number. 666 is the number of righteous humanity. Revelation 13:8 says that those who have wisdom discern the number of the beast, which is also the number of a man or humanity. The number is 666, Revelation 13:8. And so what is he talking about? This, the 2/3 of the angels, the 66%, stayed with faithful to the Lord, and we are along with the angels fighting on alongside the Lord, and we did not rebel against him. And so this is what he's talking about. This big, beautiful bill is for righteous humanity. He's saying that. They know. Most people don't know. They know. They know the symbolism. Most people, they've tricked people into not understanding the symbolism. But why do they use the 666? Because they say, attack righteous humanity. Whenever they flash the 666, they're saying, attack, attack, attack. All right, so this is, I told Grok that the other day, and he's like, oh, well, that's an interesting concept. Yeah, because it's right. Grok doesn't think. Grok just takes a bucket of data. That's all Grok can do. Can't think really. Anyway, so I just wanted you to see that, and we're gonna go talk a little bit more about what happened today. And actually, before I forget, I want to tell you that the no tax on tips passed, so that one is done. So very exciting. And just so you know, President Trump had some choice words for Massey. Let me see if I can find that clip.
He was going to take over those countries 100%. They were dealing with China because they weren't treated right by the last administration. And they have tremendous economic power. They have more money than anybody. We probably have more money, but we have other things. They are very, very, they are very cash rich, to put it mildly. And they're spending $5.1 trillion. Probably it's going to be $7 trillion by the time we stop. And somebody said every other president goes and leaves and spends money, gives other countries money. I'm the only one that goes and takes money back. You know, when you think of it, I said, that's an interesting statement. I never thought of it that way. But we have this is really just a pep talk. We have a very unified House and we have a very unified Senate. And Mike is doing a phenomenal job as Speaker. He's going to be there a long time. He said, he did tariffs. Do you know how many auto plants are being built now in this country because of the tariffs? Three just announced yesterday that they're building. There's a revolution going on, a positive one, in our country, and I love it. And we're doing really well.
As well, talking negotiations.
Democrat governors, although I would do that if it made it better, but they don't know what they're doing. 21 million people into our country, and many of those people are stone cold murderers, killers, and trouble. Yeah.
There's never a question. What are you planning to tell the fiscal hawks who want to delay this? What are you planning to tell the fiscal hawks who want to delay this?
I'm a fiscal hawk.
They don't think this is enough spending.
I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me as a fiscal hawk.
Tom Scott said that more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of.
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massie is correct in saying that this is adding Biden level?
No, I don't think Thomas Massie understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office. And I just don't think he understands government. If you ask him a couple of questions, he never gives you an answer. He just says, I'm a no. He thinks he's going to get publicity. And you have that. You have that. They've got some, too. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
All right. So, yeah. So there you go. I would not want to be Massie. You know, and the thing is, okay, let's just be honest. There is no defeating President Trump. Come on. You know, I don't care who you are, you know, Massey or whoever, you know, and let's just defer to genius. I'm just saying, defer to genius. He knows what he's doing. And he says he doesn't, you know, Massey does not understand government. This is quite a complex jigsaw puzzle, you know, 4D chess to, you know, Gordian knot to untangle. And that's what President Trump knows how to do. And so, you know, just Massey, you need to defer to President Trump. And he may, because of pride, he may say, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, that's your business and you'll get voted out. Either way, we don't need you. As he said earlier, we had just one extra congressman. Now we have seven. Lucky seven. Of course, seven is a biblical number. It's not really about luck. It's about, you know, the blessing of number seven. All right, so here is where I want you to see what President Trump is talking about at the, and actually Johnson is going to talk about how the response was after they met with the congressman. They're just applauding and standing ovation.
If we do not accomplish this mission, every one of you, all the American people, are going to have the highest tax increase that you've ever had. And among the debt ceiling cliff that's approaching and all the other problems, this is the bill to do it. I think we're going to get it done, Mr. President.
The Democrats want to raise your taxes. If this doesn't work, if this doesn't get the numbers that the Republicans want, and I think it does, I think it's all Republican vote, the Democrats are going to be raising your taxes by 68%. And they will not do the we're going to have an 85% cut in drug costs. 85% cut in drug costs. The Democrats, the drug prices are going to go up. I can't imagine a Democrat not voting for this. I think the Democrats, if they don't vote for it, that means they're voting for an increase in drug prices. Think of that, versus an 80 to an 85, maybe 75, but could be an 85% cut in drug costs. Okay.
They're really caught between a rock and a hard spot because they're controlled by the big pharma, as we know. And so they have to do what big pharma says, but then their constituents are wanting a price cut on big pharma on all the drugs. So they're really caught in a spot. And so President Trump is the first one to ever do this and give, you know, force big pharma to lower their prices. So it's quite the day. And he knows, and they, you know, they all know that they've been really destroying Americans with some necessary drugs that they charge out exorbitant amounts that people have to choose between their food, as President Trump said on the campaign trail. This little old lady having to put back a couple of apples. She couldn't afford to get apples because she had to make sure that, you know, she had her medicine. Awful. Outrageous. You know, and we can talk about whether these drugs are necessary. Some of them, because of the position that people have been put in their health, some of them are needed until we can get all these toxins up off of us. If you don't know, go to my health page, freedomforce.live/ H-E-A-L-T-H, health, and find alternative therapies to, you know, check out my green smoothie page also. If you go right here and go to the green smoothie page, health right here, green smoothies, you know, every day getting a green smoothie. I just had mine, and we want to make sure that we are getting everything in our body so that we can overcome whatever they throw at us. All right, I'll skip the rest of that, but you can go and watch that. I just posted that earlier today, and you can see all these clips of President Trump at the Capitol. But they had a huge response from all of the Republicans. So this is a slam dunk, you know. So another winning, more winning. Now, President Trump has also been exposing this auto pen deal. And so have you seen this? I had posted this earlier. This is basically all these pardons. Here's the Fauci pardon. Here's the Milley pardon. Here's the Biden family pardon and the January 6th. You look at them, they're all the same auto pen. And so President Trump is, I'm going to play you the clip where he says he's going to take this basically before the Supreme Court to have a ruling on if this is valid. And trust me, it's not. It's not. Uh-oh. Let's see if I can find that one. Don't tell me I don't have that clip. I have to have that clip. I have to have that clip. Hang on. Bear with me. I'm going to find that clip. Auto pen. Here we go. Here it is. I do have it. I've got everything for you. Here it is.
I believe we're going to start looking into this whole thing with who signed this legislation. Who signed legislation opening our border? I don't think he knew. I said there's nobody that could want an open border. Nobody. And now I find out that it wasn't him. He auto-penned it. Who was operating the auto-pen? This is a very serious thing. We had a president that didn't sign anything. He auto-penned almost everything. He opened the borders of the United States of America. And I kept saying, who would do such a thing? Allowing criminals to pour in from all over the world.
Yeah, who would do this? And so, you know, then really, is Jill responsible? Was Jill driving the auto pen for some money? Was, you know, who knows? I mean, we know it's the criminal cabal at the top, regardless, okay? And this is treason. So, you know, ultimately, that's going to come out exactly who it is. And it's, you know, he's taking the blame a little bit off of Biden, because there's plenty of blame to go around to all these people who were actually running the thing, you know, whether this man had two brain cells to rub together or not. All right, so then this is where the Supreme, here, another winning. President Trump was now allowed by the Supreme Court to end the protected status for the group of Venezuelan nationals. Did you guys know that? That just came out yesterday. I think late last night, the Supreme Court said, okay, yes, you can end their protected status. I think that includes Venezuelans and Cubans and several other ones, whatever, that have been under this protected status, and they no longer have this protected status, and they have to go. And so President Trump can get rid of them. Now, my concern is, are they going to find some other loophole? Oh, but you can't remove them. They're not protected, but you can't remove them. I mean, some kind of baloney, that probably some kind of injunction. Just get ready for some injunction that they're going to throw out. But the good news is, as President Trump just posted yesterday, he says the Supreme Court must save America. And so I had said I don't really expect that they will do that. But here, I'm glad to see this ruling. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see exactly what they do. I'm still sitting here on the edge of my seat waiting for habeas corpus. And I think that likely that could happen at the end of the counting of the Omer, which is June 8th. And don't forget, actually on Thursday, I'm going to have Mike Lindell. Remember, he's talking about June 2nd, he's having the trial about the voting machines. So that's another boom coming up. So that'll be huge, because that case, that trial is going to, you know, we're going to blast that from the rafters. All right. So now President Trump also, here's some more winning. President Trump met with Putin yesterday morning. And this is what he said. He said the call went very well, and Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations towards an end to the war. And they're going to open up trade between the U.S. and Russia. Of course, we know the Golden Age, there are no wars in the Golden Age. He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He says, nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. You guys know that verse by heart now? I've quoted it so many times. This is about the Golden Age. So I'm really excited about that. So President Trump posted this, and of course I had it over on my social media. Now I'll read a little bit of this at the bottom. It says, negotiations between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. I have so informed Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, Ursula von der Leyen. Okay, that's the head of the European Union, the president of the European Commission, President Emmanuel Macron of France, Minister Giorgio Meloni of Italy, Chancellor Friedrich Merz of Germany, and President Stubb of Finland during a call with me immediately after the call with President Putin. So he's told them all this, and the Vatican, as represented by the Pope, has stated it would be very interested in hosting the negotiations. So guess what? It very well may be that this Pope might be actually good. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? President Trump said he likes his brother. I don't know. We're going to watch and see. Wouldn't that be great if we finally had a good Pope? Well, we'll see. We'll see. And maybe some of these things that we've heard about him, you know, just there's a verse that always comes to mind when we go through this and you're like, who is, are they a good guy? Are they a bad guy? What's going on? And we were told by Q that you don't really know. Some of these people are actors. Some of them are, you know, are just playing a role, and maybe they've looked like a bad guy so that they can be trusted by the cabal. You know, this guy had to play it in an interesting way so that he would be voted in by the conclave. There's a verse that Jesus said, not to judge anything before the time, because that when he arrives, he will disclose all these things. He will make all these things clear. So, and we know that's where we are. If you're not familiar with that, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, how this is literally biblical, it's not just monumental, this is literally biblical, this is the end times for them, this is what's happening. These are my books right here. I've decoded the book of Revelation, and it's right here, end times and 1,000 years of peace. You can get it for $2.99, you can send it to someone's email for $2.99, easy peasy. Send it to your friends and let them see something different, because if they have been red-pilled about 1,000 other things, maybe they're ready to be red-pilled about end times and not to be afraid. Anyway, so that's the main one on Revelation. I also have the one on the major clues for minor prophets, because they told us exactly what we're experiencing. And all the Bible stories that we've ever heard are a roadmap for us of what's going on. All right, so next, what else is President Trump doing? Okay, that's what's going on with world peace. It's funny, I'm sitting here, we're talking about all these, the winning, and here I'm just spending 2 minutes on the end of, you know, potentially World War III. It's really amazing. So much winning, it's hard to believe it. Okay, but we know saving Israel for last. Okay, you've got this terrible, horrible thing going on in Gaza. And so Just the News posted yesterday that Israel has allowed humanitarian aid deliveries to resume in Gaza. Well, okay, but he had just said, I'm telling you, you feel like you're in a ping pong match. Look at this guy right here. He says, we will take over the entire Gaza Strip. I salute our fighters. They are doing a great job, and I won't go into details. We will destroy Hamas, bring back the hostages, and finish the job. Okay, anybody here trust him? Netanyahu? Anybody? I don't think so. Nobody here does. So what exactly is happening? Well, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, and I know you don't either. So what is this talking about? They're saying basic quantity of food for the population in order to prevent the development of a hunger crisis in the Gaza Strip. Well, you know, because he does not want to be held accountable for these people starving, okay? So he's saying, oh, we're humanitarians, and we're going to bring in this food. Well, I'm so sorry to say this, but I wouldn't trust a bite of food that came from him. I wouldn't trust a bite of food from him. Would you? I don't trust the grocery store down the street, much less, you know, Netanyahu. Anyway, either way, that's what is reported, that he's allowing these humanitarian aid shipments. I've seen people literally going to the trucks to get food and mowed down. Haven't you? It's just awful. If you want to have your heart broken, go to TikTok and just search Gaza. All right, next, you ready for some more winning, though? Let's talk about Elon destroying Bill Gates today. Great job, Elon. He's got such a huge following, and so many people have seen this video, and anyone who is still thinking that Bill Gates was a good guy and a humanitarian and blah, 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 they need to have their head examined. Elon just called out Bill Gates and his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The crowd goes wild. He says, who does Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children? He was very close to Epstein. Wouldn't want that guy to babysit my kid. How about that? So definitely go and check on my ex. You can follow all this. Ex of my account is Melissa Redpill. I'll post the link in the chat while he's talking.
U.S. aid and the comments that Bill Gates made the other day, which and I know that you called him.
Yeah, he's a good liar.
I know you've said that already. I wondered.
Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he frequented Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, well, he said he regrets those,
and
he spent a lot of his own money on philanthropy around the world over the years. My question to you is, have you looked at the data to check if he might be right that the cuts to USAID might cost millions of lives?
Yes. I'd like him to show us any evidence whatsoever that that is.
I do want to ask you about.
So thank you, Elon, for exposing this guy. So let's share that video so everybody can understand who we're dealing with. This is the things that he has sent into countries, the jabs, all this has been anything but humanitarian. It's actually the opposite. All right, so everybody needs to know that. I was in the school one day, and they were having a worldwide video, whatever, nationwide video conference, and who was on there? Bill Gates, and they were all like, "Yay!" Poor little skulls full of mush. They don't understand what they're being indoctrinated about. All right, so now I'm waiting for more winning. Here is Comey. He's being exposed before all the world, and so I want you guys to share this video because it's obvious that he's literally using this whole event where he put out an assassination hit on President Trump to now he's hawking his book. I mean, they have no shame, zero shame. Check it out.
We stood over it, and I said, I think it's some kind of a political message. She said, 86, when I was a server, she did a lot of work in restaurants, meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients. And I said, well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place. I said, that's really clever. So then she said, you should take a picture of that. And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
And then what happened?
I got a call from the Secret Service that night asking if I would speak to them about it, of course. I admire the Secret Service. They're pros. I spoke to them on the phone. Then they asked the next day when I got home, would I be willing to come in and meet them in person at the Washington field office, which again, I did, and they were pros again.
Yeah. All right. I skipped the part where he's hawking his book. I was prepared. Oh, I know what it is. Sorry, I skipped this part. He says he was going out for a walk on the beach to prepare for his book release. I'm telling you, the man has no shame. All right, so whatever. I cannot wait till the day. See, they've always protected each other, and they've always just been like, okay, well, we can say anything in the world, and the media will back us up, and the judges will back us up, and the prosecutors will back us up, and the DAs will back us up, and until they won't, and that day is coming, fast and furious. All right, so but then here's someone who's hot on your heels, our wonderful beloved Kash Patel. And of course, Dan Bongino, his sidekick in the FBI. Now, you're no longer the director of the FBI, Comey. This wonderful man is Kashyap Patel, whom we were told about years ago, like in 2018. And lo and behold, we never heard his name before. But now, lo and behold, he is the FBI director. So exciting. And he said that they had uncovered information about the Crossfire Hurricane that even they did not know about, and that we will soon see a wave of transparency. He said, give us 1 or 2 weeks. Again, this goes to the counting of the Omer, goes to the day of Pentecost, which is June 8th. We will see what happens. Give us a couple of weeks. Now, so they were on there talking about that. Now, let me see. I wanted to show you something else. I think that's pretty much it. So it's something else I wanted to show you. Thought through my mind. All right, so I'll think about whatever it was, and let's go on to the next winning. All right, so this is that Congresswoman McIver, okay? Hang on. It just went back through my head. I wanted to show you. Oh, I know what it was. I wanted to show you this video right here, these videos. Let's see, this one right here. Was it? No, that's the one we're doing right now. These about habeas corpus. Okay, or about this one. Here, the chess moves. I think it's about, because this one, this is where I was talking about it. The I'll post this link. If you want to know more about what he is doing, what Cash is doing, go and watch this video, Trump Chess Moves, in case you missed that. Okay, so I'm talking about all these things. I'll paste it into the chat, and our wonderful Songbird, everybody say, hey, Songbird. She's going to pop it into the comments. Thank you, darling. All right, so now here's where the next thing is. Yes, okay, Congresswoman McIver, the woman who's like a linebacker, she's literally trying to bust her way into this facility. And Jesse has had Jessica Tarlov up to here. Anybody else had Jessica Tarlov up to here? You know, basically saying, you know, all the for months. This is not the first day that she has just gotten us where we're so angry we could scream. So he goes all in on the arrest of the Democrat Congresswoman McIver, who tried to force her way into this facility. Okay, so I'm gonna show you this video while you're doing this. I'm telling you, just the woman is like, look at this. She's barreling her way through. Oh, yes, I was peaceful. I'm acting like a congresswoman. Sure you are. He said, you can't imagine how much fun we're having. This is a dream come true. Jessica, you did this. You raided Trump's house. You put shackles on Navarro. You arrested and jailed for 2 years people who were peacefully protesting in the Capitol. She's like, they weren't peacefully protesting. He says, she broke the law on camera. She's going to lose, and she's going to lose big. How about that? Love it. I love it. Thank you. Bam. Yeah, just this is a... He says, you can't imagine how much fun we're having. You think... Janine Pirro and Bongino and Cash and Bondi are worried about the media being upset if they arrest a Democrat? I don't think so. or Alina Haba, you think any of them are worried about that? I don't think so. So that's really cool. And let's just one at a time and then have just a whole swath of them arrested because everybody's going to piece it together. Okay, you're not going to believe this. Have you seen this? I want to see if you've seen this because... Let me see if I can fast forward here. I want to make sure what I'm doing here. Okay, so have you seen? They literally were taking ecstasy pills in the shape of Obama's face. Have you seen this? I can't even believe this. These are literally ecstasy pills in the shape of Obama's face. The pride of these people. Pride comes before a fall. That's what the Bible says. And isn't that the truth? I mean, these people are blatant. President Trump has it all. He knows all the things they've done. And this is not the least of it. Okay, so here's what's happening. Ready? This is the newest thing hot off the press today. And it's because the Diddy trial is literal fire. And so, you know, just I'm posting these things. So make sure to go over on X and share these, retweet them so that this will get into the mainstream. I only have like 86 views on that one. So everybody to go and share it. It was just revealed in the Diddy freak-off trial that former President Obama used to meet with the man that used to pick up Diddy drugs for Diddy, and confirms that he met with Obama and other former presidents. Bam. So here's the conversation. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. So it says here, let's see. Did you ever pick up drugs for Mr. Combs? Yes, Percocets at the pharmacy. Did you give him permission to use your name? I don't recall that. Was there a drug dealer? Yes, one stop. He says, did you ever pick up drugs for Mr. Combs? Yes. I need to get the other page. Darn it. I got the same page twice. Oh, well. Yes, that's what happens when you're going fast sometimes. All right, so I want you to see that this is proof that these people are just, they're all in on it together. They're buddies. Okay, here's the rest of it. It says, he met with a lot of people. Yes, even former presidents. Which one? Former President Obama. What was your understanding? Would it have happened if you hadn't done these things? Objection. Sustained. Whatever. So, all right, so this is... how Diddy Combs took drugs every day, including Obama-shaped ecstasy pills. You cannot make this up. Here they are. You can get a red one. You can get the orange ones. You can get the blue ones. You can get the green ones. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There you go. I mean, you just can't make it up. But the great news is, again, with the winning, is this is coming out. Okay, whenever something comes out that you just shake your head and you're like, I can't even believe this, just be happy. It's coming out into the mainstream and share it like your hair is on fire, okay? All right, so next, what's some more winning? Oh, this is not winning. This is not actually winning. I got to tell you something that's not winning. This is very sad news that Scott Adams just came on yesterday and he announced that he has late stage prostate cancer and it has spread to his bones and that he expects to check out of this world this summer. I just pray that the Lord will save his life. He has been such a great patriot. Unfortunately, he did promote the jab. And he admitted that he had taken the Moderna. He even said when he was telling everyone that he had this terrible disease, that he was afraid that, you know, he waited to the last minute, basically, of his life. By the accounts of the doctors, to tell because he was afraid people were going to be very, very cruel. So I'm actually not going to play that portion. But if you want to, I'll put the link right here so you guys can go and watch it here. Very, very, very sad. Very sad for so many people. So I wanted you to see, though, what he had said a while back. And we had played this. And I do want to play a big portion of this because he had said that the people who were the ones who stood against the vax, the rabid anti-vaxxers, which most of us here are, and he says they're the winners. Did you hear that? I posted this months and months ago, and now I realize, and now when you're listening to this, I want you to think about this. He was saying at that time that, you know, he knew, he didn't say, but he was in his mind saying, I have cancer, I'm the loser because I took the jab. And he's saying, you know, he's saying that there's no evidence that it was related, but he never had cancer before. Now he has. So you do the math, right? And so he's admitting that they are the winners, the anti-vaxxers are. And he didn't say this at the time because he didn't admit that he had cancer at that time. But in his heart, he's saying he's the loser. I could check it out.
Got a little Omicron.
Uh-oh. Okay, here, let me see if I can make that a little less crazy loud. Okay, try this.
Or here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you that the anti-vaxxers appear to be right. Somebody who did not get vaccinated, got a little Omicron, or maybe even a worse one, but recovered. Now you've got natural immunity, and you have no vaccination in you. Can we all agree that that was the winning path? The smartest, happiest people are the ones who didn't get the vaccination and are still alive. I want to make sure that I'm not leaving any wiggle room for myself. Have I? Have I said as clearly as possible they're the happy ones right now? And have a reason to be, completely. Right. Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly, the anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now. Because really, the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies. Right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right? That my position is now the weakest, and your position has gone from the weakest to the strongest, and that we can just say that's true. The people who didn't get vaxxed are absolutely in the winning position. You win. You win. You are the winners. You are the winners. Right. Let me say that part with no ambiguity. You won. You won. All of my fancy analytics got me to a bad place. all of your heuristics, don't trust these guys, it's obvious, totally worked.
Right. You know, we took a lot of grief. We took a lot of grief and are still taking grief. But I appreciate his honesty. And it doesn't sound like when he's saying this, he's saying that he realizes that we had the, you know, that he knew he had cancer at that time. I think he even said he had for years he's had it. But either way, it's sad. And so, you know, there was a, you know, and you and I have thankfully not had to deal with even the concern about, oh, is this, did I took the jab and now am I going to have any repercussions of that? We haven't had to have that hanging over our head like a guillotine, right? So, and unfortunately that is what's happened, it appears, to Scott Adams, which is very, very sad. I appreciate the fact that he's sharing this truth. And so definitely go and share this over on my, over on the X or on Telegram so that people can see, you know, and not to take a victory lap so much as let's learn from this to not trust these people. If we were able to dodge that bullet, so to speak, let's just learn from this to not trust these big companies and the government. Of course, thankfully we can trust our President Trump because he has dodged that bullet. He's proven himself that he's not one of them. We are so blessed. I want you to remember that. You are witnessing the destruction of the New World Order beast of Revelation. You are witnessing the defeat of the Antichrist. And I will tell you that, I've been telling you that for many years. How many years have I been saying this? And one day, I'm telling you, if somebody wants to pick up a video of mine 100 years from now, they're like, this lady knew what she was talking about because she knew it was biblical. And she knew what was happening biblically. It's a beautiful day that we get to live in this day. I'm sorry for the people who are not going to make it through. It's heartbreaking. But though it says in the book of Revelation, it talks about all throughout the Bible that there will be survivors, about those who survive. I'll read you some of these verses here in just a second before we go. But I wanted to tell you one more thing, another winning. President Trump just announced, I'm telling you, the man does not stop. He goes from winning to winning to winning to winning. It just is hard to even keep up with him. He just talked about the Golden Dome to defend and protect our homeland. And so check this out. More winning, more.
He's to announce that.
I'm ready for more winning. I'm happy to have winning. I don't mind. I'm not tired of it. Go, keep going.
We have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors. And Canada has called us, and they want to be a part of it. So we'll be talking to them. They want to have protection also. So, as usual, we help Canada do the best we can. This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built. As you know, we helped Israel with theirs and it was very successful, and now we have technology that's even far advanced from that, but including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles, all of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is incredible when you think of it, you're shooting bullets out of the air. I'm also pleased to report that the one big, beautiful bill will include $25 billion for the Golden Dome to help construction get underway. That's the initial sort of a down deposit. And we have we're talking about $175 billion total cost of this when it's completed.
Okay, did you guys see this over here? It's kind of hard to see. But look over here on the far right. Do you see America? It's just completely gold. It's just a giant golden America. Isn't that beautiful? Can you see that? Isn't that beautiful? Let me see if I can make it any bigger. No, I don't, I can't make it any bigger. But yeah, that's pretty cool, huh? America, the golden amber waves of grain. You can see our amber waves of grain, our beautiful Omer, a bundle of Omer. All right, so one of my favorite passages about the destruction of the cabal is from Amos chapter 9. Let's just read it again. Strike the tops of the temple columns so the foundation of the cabal will shake. Doesn't say the cabal, but you know what I'm saying. Bring down the roof on the heads of the people below. I will kill with the sword those who survive. No one will escape. None of these cabal members will escape. Doesn't matter who. Doesn't matter who. Oh, did I even talk about, I've gone through so much data today, I don't even know. Did I talk about Weinstein? Did I say that? Did I talk about that? I don't even know if I even did. Somebody remind me if I even talked about it. But yeah, so Weinstein is whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, whoever it is, all the bad guys will go crashing down. The Lord says to Edom, I will cut you down to size among the nations. You will be greatly despised, greatly despised. You will be brought before humanity on all the kings will be led on a procession. I gotta pull that verse up. I got to pull that verse up. Okay, hang on for me. I got to show you that verse because I thought about that the other day. I'm like, I don't know if I've read that verse to them. I've got to make sure to read that verse. The kings on a procession. Let me see if I can find that one. Anybody know where that verse is? Okay, here we go. Yes, here we go. Isaiah 60, verse 11. Here we go in context. 60 verses 10 through 12. Foreigners will come to rebuild your towns. Their kings will serve you. But though I have destroyed you in my anger, now I'll have mercy on you through my grace. Your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands. The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. For the nations that refuse to serve you will be destroyed. It's not talking about a nation like France or Italy or whatever. It's talking about the nation, the cabal, the Babylon, this new world order, that nation that refused to serve the Lord, really, will be destroyed. The ones who refuse to obey the Lord and do the right thing. And that's really the whole point is, if you remember, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, was to be ruling the earth. And these people have refused to follow law and order. And so they will be destroyed. Your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of the many of many lands. All, look at that, almost, what, $7 trillion before it's over? I'm just saying. The kings of the world would be led as captives in a victory procession. I believe, and I've heard, oh, this person's dead, that person's dead. I want to see them walk before a procession. Give me that. After I have done over 1,000 videos and bellyached and moaned and groaned and led prayers for months and months and years and posted like a wild woman day after day after day, I want to see them walk in scorn and mockery before the entire world. I want to see it with my own eyes. As the Lord promised in Isaiah 60, verse 11, the kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. I want to see it. All right, so anyway, so he says, I will cut you down to size. You'll be greatly despised. You've been deceived by your own pride because you live in a fortress, a rock fortress, and you make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us up here? You ask boastfully. But even if you soar as high as eagles and build your nest among the stars, I'll bring you crashing down. How about that? All right, so that is actually Amos. And I wanted to show you also, before we go, I wanted to show you Obadiah, and I didn't. I had it on there, but now we pull it back up. Obadiah. Again, these are from the book Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And we're soon going to have the book out ready so you guys can go and do the study. So the plan is, in Jesus' name, that we're going to have that ready for the 31st. So just pray for us to get this done. All right, so the book of Obadiah is just one chapter. And look at what it says here. I will cut you down to size. Okay, that is them. If thieves came at night and robbed you, what disaster awaits you? They wouldn't take everything, though. Those who harvest grapes always leave a few for the poor, but your enemies will wipe you out completely. Every nook and every cranny of Edom will be searched and looted. Every treasure will be found and taken. So he's talking about the New World Order. All your allies will turn against you. They will help to chase you from the land. That's what we're doing, everybody. Every time you post, every time you share, every time you like and hit the heart button, you're helping this truth to go out. We are chasing them from the land with the truth. We are pushing together. That's why they are trying to destroy our channel. But we just keep, if they kick you off, just come right back. They will promise you peace while plotting to deceive and destroy you. Your trusted friends will set traps for you and you won't even know about it. At that time, not a single wise person will be left in the whole land of Edom. For on the mountains of Edom, I will destroy everyone who has understanding. The mightiest warriors of Teman will be terrified, as in Comey, as in Brennan, as in Fauci, as in all these people. They're all these mighty warriors. They're terrified. I don't care what they're saying on CNN. It wouldn't be going on there unless they were terrified. And they wouldn't be making these posts unless they were terrified. Everyone on the mountains of Edom will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence you did to your close relatives in Israel, you'll be filled with shame and destroyed forever. The things that they've done with the jab, the things that they've done with the financial system, the things that they've done with the wars, all of the things that they've done with the puppet leaders, all these things that they have done to us, they will be destroyed and they'll be filled with shame forever. When they were invaded, you stood aloof, refusing to help them. Foreign invaders carried off their wealth and cast lots to divide up Jerusalem, but you acted like one of their enemies. You should not have gloated while they exiled your relatives to distant lands. You should not have rejoiced when the people of Judah suffered such misfortune. You should not have spoken arrogantly in that time of trouble. You should not have plundered the land of Israel when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have gloated over their destruction when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have seized their wealth when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads killing those who tried to escape. You should not have captured the survivors and handed them over in their terrible time of trouble. This is what they've done. They've done evil upon evil upon evil upon evil upon evil. The day is near, even nearer today, you guys. The day is near when I, the Lord, will judge all these godless nations. Again, it's talking about the New World Order. All you have done, it will be done to you. All your evil deeds will fall back on your own heads. Just as you swallowed up my people on my holy mountain, so you and the surrounding nations will swallow the punishment I pour out on you. Yes, all you nations will drink and stagger and disappear from history. But Jerusalem will become a refuge for those who escape, for those who survive. That's us. We're survivors. We're the survivors. As Scott was just saying, we are the winners. You're the winners. You did not go with, you were willing to take public scorn and mockery because you knew what the Lord was saying in your heart and you followed the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the people of Israel will come back to reclaim their inheritance. The people of Israel will be a raging fire and Edom a field of stubble. In other words, we are that fire that's burning down all their lives. The descendants of Joseph will be a flame roaring across the field, devouring everything. There'll be no survivors in Edom. All the Edomites, the New World Order minions, will be destroyed. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then my people living in the Negev will occupy the mountains of Edom. We're going to occupy the places of authority. Just like you see, we've got Janine Pirro, and you've got Ben Gino, and you've got Bondi, and you've got Cash Patel, and you've got all these people who are now up in these hot positions instead of Comey. We'll possess the Philistine plains and take over the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and the people of Benjamin will occupy the land of Gilead. The exiles of Israel will return to their land, basically of freedom. Everyone will have their own land of freedom and occupy the Phoenician coast as far as Zarephath. The captives from Jerusalem, exiled in the north, will return home and resettle the towns of Negev. Those who've been rescued will go up to Mount Zion in Jerusalem to rule over the mountains of Edom. In other words, all the people will go back to their home to have peace in their home without the fear of the cabal running their world. And my favorite verse, the Lord himself will be king. The Lord himself will be king. On the last video I did, I went through several of the verses talking about how the Lord is the king and he will be king over the earth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. All right, that's it. That's everything I wanted to share with you guys today. Let's pray. All right. And then I love it. I love it. Thank you, Songbird. I love it. You know, I could just read the entire word of God. Just go and go and go and go and go. It's so exciting. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, Thank you for your promises. They are yea and amen in your word, and nothing can stop what is coming, because this is you. This is biblical. This is what you have set in your word. Thank you that we have listened to your voice and you have guided us through, and we are the survivors. I just pray for everyone who is fighting in this battle. I pray you continue to strengthen them, and that all those who have done evil will be brought down, just like it was saying here in Obadiah and Zechariah and Amos, and how they told us they're going to be brought down. There's no doubt about it. And I thank you for that. I thank you that for our battalion, how you've made us tough, strong, faithful warriors, and that we've been fighting valiantly because we heard your voice and you woke us up. I just thank you for that. We thank you for our wonderful president and all the winning. It's hard to keep up. We just are so thankful that we get to watch this day where the Antichrist is being brought down, and that we and your people are being raised to positions of authority. What an honor, what a joy it is to watch what you are doing to rescue us. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we cannot wait for you to be the king of the world. We just can't wait. We can't wait for every knee to bow and every tongue to confess it, that you're the Lord. I just pray for all the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them. I pray you protect their health, cover them, surround them with your heavenly host. Not one little hair will fall from their heads. I just pray you'll protect them and just guide them on what to do. Lord, bless our efforts. Help us to get this truth out one way or the other. We just trust that one day you're gonna just have us burst through with this truth, and everybody's going to know it. And we just pray all this and praise you and pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go. Hate it. Got to go, though. Okay. All right. And you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to sing you guys this song. But first, I'll sing you this one. I'll sing you this one right here. So here is this one.
Drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy. Heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart is too broke. You ain't nothing but a liar. Swear I poisoned you. You ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire.
Yes, I walk right out the fire.
Yeah, they try to bring me down.
Try to bring me
down.
Try to put
me under the ground.
Try to put me under the ground.
But I'm only going higher.
Only going higher.
I can hear you in my head, in my bed, and I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke.
Love you guys. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.